The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 6th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Washington State, where the 2023 legislative session is fast approaching. One group is urging lawmakers there to prioritize investments over cuts to the budget. Arek Teganoff explains.
Tracy Underwood with the Seattle-based nonprofit Economic Opportunity Institute says the federal government and the state made major investments in public welfare during the pandemic. She says policies such as the federal child tax credit, which reduced child poverty to record lows, and stimulus checks helped families through difficult times.
What we know from all of that is that they have had massive positive impacts on people and households and families, and we need to continue to do that. Now's not the time to step back. The problem's not fixed.
While factors such as inflation and high fuel costs could persuade lawmakers that cuts are needed to keep the economy going, Underwood notes that the state needs to address massive wealth and racial disparities.
The session begins on January the 9th. Child abuse prevention specialists say a new study underscores the need to protect kids from traumatic situations to avoid long-term physical health issues.
International researchers have found a 14% increase in heart failure among adults who experienced one form of childhood maltreatment. Those with 3 to 5 types of maltreatment had a 43% increased risk. Brooke Jones, a child abuse pediatrician based in Sioux Falls, says these events place stressors on the body.
If you've heard of the term fight or flight, if you're having constant adversity in your childhood, you might be in a constant flight stage, meaning that you don't have any down regulation or you're not getting out of that constant stress environment.
And that constant stress can leave its mark in multiple ways, including cardiovascular disease, as these kids transition to adulthood. Jones says parents or caregivers can reduce the impact by providing a nurturing environment as the child grows. She says it can involve simple things such as reading to them or finding ways to let them know they're in a safe space. I'm Mike Moen.
And now for the Washington Post, the FBI working with state and local law enforcement to investigate Saturday's deliberate attacks on 2 electrical substations in North Carolina that led to power outages impacting tens of thousands of people. The facilities were damaged by gunfire in an intentional act of destruction whose motive remains unclear, authorities said. No arrests have been made so far in connection with the incident. The Post notes about 32,000 customers of Duke Energy in southeastern North Carolina remained without power or heat late Monday. This is PNS. Governor Gavin Newsom convened a special session of the legislature Monday to consider his newly unveiled proposal to cap excess oil and gas profits, money he says comes from price gouging.
According to AAA, gas in California is significantly higher than the national average. Alexander Walker Griffin is vice mayor of the city of Hercules. He praised the move.
We've seen the record-breaking prices at the pump, $6, $7 a gallon gas prices at our local gas station, which is why we have to do something.
The oil and gas industry cites multiple reasons for the price hikes, blaming reduced capacity at refineries due to maintenance, plus the state's moves to phase out fossil fuels and supply issues related to the war in Ukraine. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And a new report shows business experts are not altogether pleased with the U.S. economic outlook. The Audit Partner Pulse survey finds 51% of audit partners surveyed describe themselves as pessimistic about the economy. More from Edwin J. Vieira for Soundbite Services.
Many are also reporting companies in their sector are shifting to try to retain current employees after the Great Resignation in early 2022. Other companies, though, have resorted to mass layoffs, such as tech giants Amazon and Meta. But Julie Bell Lindsay with the Center for Audit Quality says despite the gloomy outlook, there are some bright spots in the survey results.
Audit partners are more optimistic on the overall 12-month outlook than they were in the spring. So while 75% expected inflation to persist in the spring, it's actually dropped about 7 points this fall.
She adds about 30% of audit partners expected inflation would only last 6 to 12 months. Bell Lindsay finds companies are taking action to course correct for any potential losses.
Finally, Brett Privino lets us know with the ACA open enrollment season ongoing, one ministry in eastern North Carolina is extending a hand to the community.
Peloton Ministries outreach began a decade ago and initially was focused on disaster recovery in eastern North Carolina. In recent years, the mission has grown to include community collaborative events that bring together a number of resources, including state agencies, regional and local partners, to offer services such as housing assistance, employment opportunities, COVID and flu vaccinations, as well as enrollment in the Affordable Care Act through a partnership with Access East. The next community collaborative event will be on Monday, December 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Riverfront Convention Center in New Bern. Dr. Don Baldwin Gibson with Peloton Ministries says it's there to help the community.
That enrollment, making sure that people are getting preventative care and really being able to be on a solid, resilient foundation.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here's a great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at public. News Service.org.